Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Amazing way. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It was a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having John Harrison back on the show. John is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. 9 years he's been hanging out with us. He's a certified financial planner. He's an ordained minister. He's got letters on both ends of his name. He's the author of Making Mammon Serve You, a biblical manual for money mastery. Say that three times real fast. Also, his novel, Fighting Back. He's our good friend, John Harrison. Welcome back.
Great to be here, Jim.
It's good to have you back. So, John, we got this pandemic thing going on. Perhaps you heard. What is your advice investing in these times? And let's, for the moment, let's differentiate between the pandemic and the election, because those are two. One's Godzilla and the other one's, King Kong. What do you think?
Yeah. I think the pandemic is the potential biggest monkey wrench in things. Not so much that I think that the outbreak of disease is necessarily going to get a whole lot worse, but you never know what politicians are going to do in response to it, mm-hmm. and they have the power to and have been wrecking entire industries simply because they've decided to take charge and shut down businesses and economies and all of this. I think that trying to predict investment results the normal way we would is kind of out the window for the time being. And what I'm telling people about investing in really uncertain times like this is it's more important than ever to build what's called an all-weather portfolio, which is where some aspect of your portfolio is going to go up kind of regardless of what else is happening. Back in the old days, you used to be able to diversify a portfolio by having a nice selection of stocks and a nice selection of bonds, and that was considered diverse if you were across multiple sectors and things, because stocks and bonds typically moved in different directions. These days, they're much more likely to move in lockstep than they are to move differently, and so that the stock market crashes, your bond portfolio is probably doing badly too, mm-hmm. and so on and so forth. So what you really want is a bunch of asset classes that aren't correlated to each other, and then you don't really have to know exactly what the future holds. Well, for instance, instead of two asset classes, stocks and bonds, you'd have more like seven. There's a professor from Brigham Young University named
Craig
Israels.
Can one of them be real estate? You know how much I love real estate.
One of them is absolutely real estate. And the interesting thing was this guy built model portfolios, this Craig Israelson, and back-tested them from 1974 to 1970 to 1996. And the study is a classic study. It's a few years old now. But he built like a one-asset portfolio that was all stocks and a two-asset portfolio that was stocks and bonds and so on and so forth. And what ended up performing the best was a portfolio consisting of seven assets, and that was stocks, bonds, cash, precious metals and commodities, real estate. And I'm going to update it for things that are more relevant now, things like variable and or indexed annuities and cryptocurrencies would be the current other things that go in there. But what's fascinating is his seven asset portfolio not only had a better return overall than any of the other ones, it had less volatility and never had a year that it was down more than 10%, whereas in, for instance, 1973 and 74, the S&P 500 was down 48% just over the course of that year.
Yeah.
And so it was really fascinating and reminds me of an old Bible verse from Ecclesiastes that says, give a portion to seven and also to eight, because you know not what evil shall be upon the earth. Since we don't know exactly what trouble is coming, better to spread the risk.
I'm glad you gave us that. I quote Ecclesiastes all the time here. It's the wisdom. It's part of the wisdom literature, folks. It's the reason for it. And the reason they call it that, and that's really strong. Well, you know, and of course, the cryptocurrency, that's the new one. The annuity part is actuarial, right? It's not based on the stock market. It's based on actuary. You put money in, and the people, you got guaranteed income coming from those from whoever you do business with. That's one of the things. I like the real estate part, John, because especially if your real estate is paid for, especially if your real estate is paid for and you have a vacancy, then you don't have a bill except for some utilities. And if you have to cut the rent, at least you, instead of getting 9%, maybe you get 5%, right? I mean, and the asset continues to grow. You don't lose it. That's the reason I like real estate as part of the equation. Hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break and come right back with our good friend, John Harrison.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.